Hey, what's up? This is Tony Love Speaks. I was just dropping in to do a quick podcast. Today, my mind, I'm just be honest with you. I like to be honest. Today, my mind has kind of been like everywhere today. I've just been in deep thought about a few things and trying to listen to what it is that I need to be, speaking on. What's in my heart to speak on. And it's been all kind of things going on. Especially with social media and in my personal life, a lot of things are just like happening on time, and I'm just seeing a lot of different like messages from different people. But one of the things that stood out to me was a poem called "Our Deepest Fear." I'm pretty sure a lot of people are familiar with that poem. I'm going to read it. So I'm going to read it. The poem is: "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same as we liberate from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others." I just wanted to focus in on at the beginning where it says our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. I can relate to that because, like, when you really get to know yourself and you grow spiritually, you begin to see how powerful that inner light is. And you'll begin to see things manifest and move. And you're like, I know I'm not tripping. That's like on time. Or certain people will be attracted to you and they'll say something that maybe you were thinking about or you prayed about or you was writing about, or everything will just begin to work in its own timing. And it's usually always on time, especially when you tap into that inner light. And sometimes that can be frightening to see how powerful the light really is in this world. I always thought it was important to, like, to have a genuine connection with someone is to not only tap in or to share the light of yourself, but your darkness too, because together you can be able to help each other overcome the darker parts of yourself to tap into that, to the light. So I wanted to focus in on that because today, like I said, I had a lot of things on my mind, and I began to be honest and to be transparent. Today, I started to feel, a little fearful about, certain things, having to trust in that inner power. Because recently, like in my life recently, it's been a lot of activity, and I've been seeing how powerful that light is. And it comes with a lot of responsibility. Especially when you believe that your life purpose is to also touch other lives and to speak life into other people and speak truth and to bring forth something that can be beneficial to not only to yourself but to other people. And that can be a lot of responsibility when it comes to working in that light. But I'm not gonna let that stop me. I'm not gonna let that get in the way, but I just wanted to be transparent that I had a moment, and ironically, that was one of my Facebook memories today, was that poem. So it served as a reminder, and I hope that it serves as a reminder to other people who might be feeling down or going through something in their lives to let them know that everything's okay. It's okay to, be yourself. It's okay to outgrow some people sometimes. And usually when that happens, sometimes things disconnect. Because you're no longer on the same level mentally, spiritually, emotionally. You're just no longer on that level. You're just no longer on that level with that person. So sometimes in those type of connections, a disconnect happens. And we lose friends because of that. And that can tap into your inner light frightening. Because nobody wants to lose people that they love. Nobody wants to lose somebody that they love. But at the same time, we should be growing. And we shouldn't let the people that we love stop us from growing as people. Just because they may feel uncomfortable about that inner light. You know, and sometimes that inner light is love. A lot of people have been hurt going through their own things in life, which I understand because I had moments in my life where love was scary. But I always tried to fight through that, to hold on to that part of me. So it's been a battle with holding that part of me. And a lot of people don't understand what comes with that, especially when you've been fighting to hold on it to that part of yourself for so long. Because in today's world, you have a lot of people who do show fake love, or they're completely against what love stands for because they see it as something that can stop them from being greater. You know, especially when it ends in heartbreak. So some people think that loving can be a roadblock to achieve certain goals. I think that's only the case when the love isn't mutual, where that can happen. It's hard to believe that sometimes it's scary to go into a situation where love is involved because you don't know what's going to happen. And the last thing you want to happen is something that you didn't expect, and it knock you off your track, you know, knock you off of what you're doing, what your plans are. So some people run from it because they've been in a situation where they loved before and it knocked them off track. I can understand that mindset. So, but if we also understand how all things work together, how those situations that we went through in our lives can actually help us grow, depending on how you look at it. If you change your perspective on it, then you can use it to help you grow as a person. So that's what I try to do. And then it's also the opportunity to understand the struggles of someone else. Because it's always somebody else in the world who has went through similar situations. So yeah, sometimes we can get caught up in trying to be what other people want us to be. And not really working in our own light and tapping into ourselves and being light unto other people and really each other. There's like so many different wars going on right now, especially on social media. And of course, I think that is doing some mental damage to some people where they're seeing all these different images on social media and it's affecting how they view the opposite sex or another race or another person who may have different beliefs than them. And it's a lot of battling going on right now. And a lot of people, some people are even being destroyed through social media. So It's a lot going on. So right now, I think right now that we do need more people who are willing to overcome their fears and operate in that power, in that inner light. And not just not let fear get in the way of that. Yeah, that's what I wanted to stop and talk about right quick. I'm not going to go too long tonight because I should have been did this podcast earlier, honestly, and it's kind of late. Next week, I will have a set topic and then the podcast will be a little bit longer. Right now, my date for my podcast is on Saturdays and I'll be posting them. And then I'm going to go with 9:30 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. So that's about time where everybody's chilling, relaxing, hopefully. And at the church or whatever plans you had with family members. Maybe I think that would be a good time. So it'll be like a chill session before bed. Also, if you have any suggestions on topics or anything you would like for me to discuss, please feel free to contact me. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what your personal beliefs are. It doesn't matter what race you are or anything. You're more than welcome to contact me and suggest different topics, anything that you want to hear me discuss. People who have been following me for a while, it may be something you're interested that I brought up. You might want to hear me talk about that thing, that topic. I'm willing to do that. Don't be afraid. I want everybody to be comfortable to interact with me. So I hope everybody enjoyed that podcast. Oh, yeah. Another thing is I wanted to share the podcast link. The podcast link is www.TonyLoveSpeaks.live. So right now I am recording on Anchor, but you can listen to this podcast on other podcast platforms. But if you wanted to just have a quick link to go straight to my podcast, you can follow that link. And again, it's www.TonyLoveSpeaks.live. And you can always follow my podcast. Also have a WordPress website that I'm working on right now. It's under construction. I'll be writing about different topics on there, and that link is tonylovespeaks.com. I'll announce when that page is officially up. And the same thing with the podcast, you want to see me write about different topics, then I'll write about them as well. Another thing, and you can find my podcast page at Tony Love Speaks on Facebook too. I have a group and I have a public page. My Instagram is Tony Love Speaks and my Twitter is Tony Priceless One. If you want to stay connected with me, I invite people to connect with me and interact with me. I hope you guys have a good night and I'll see y'all next Saturday at 9:30. Please be patient with me. I'm trying to get the flow of all of this. I've set my schedule how it's going to be. And let me get the flow of all of this. I just ask people to still believe in me. Stay strong. I believe in you. And thank you for your love and support. Good night.